Hello, everyone. I'm Regina Soren. Thank you so much for joining me for Regina Soren Audio Series. I'm doing a bit of a recap of a video. Oops, not a video. not a video yet, guys. Of an audio that I recorded a day or so ago about pay yourself first when you get paid or any money that you come into contact with.Or in your possessions, take something out for you. Okay, you all know that I receive emails quite frequently, so I did receive some emails concerning that audio. I don't know, maybe roughly about 2 or 3 dozen. Most of the people were saying, I have no money left when I pay all of my bills. What are you saying? I have nothing left over. Okay, that is the very reason for.An emergency fund, putting something aside for you when you have it. No, you might not have it today or when you get paid next week, but whenever you come into some sort of money, taxes, be it taxes or whatever. A lot of times I'm speaking to myself, guys, and when I put out my podcast, I speak to myself also. Things I've had to do. Believe me, I'm not just telling you this.I try to keep the podcast as real as possible, so I have to come from either my perspective or someone close to me perspective every time. So, no, you may not have the money this week to take anything out. You may have to pay all your bills and have nothing left. You may even have to borrow something, but that is the very reason to when you come into contact with any sort of money, any kind of extra money,Think of the hard time and put something away. Get an emergency fund started. Even if it's only $15, $20 that you can put away, that builds up. And then when you can't pay, when you have to pay all those bills and has nothing left over, then you can go to that emergency fund. It might be $200, but it's your $200. You didn't have to go borrow from Kelly, Joe, Bob. Ricky, you don't have to go borrow anything because you got a little fund, you know, put aside for yourself. Again, maybe you had to pay all your bills and had nothing left over. Been there, done that. Okay, so if you come into contact with money, and I know some of you have come in contact with some money on the side, that's when you put aside that emergency fund. Put it aside. Don't touch it for no reason.Unless it's an emergency. That emergency could be to pay a bill, another bill. That emergency could be to get food, to get your hair fixed, or whatever. When you get the money, when you get extra money, make sure you remember to put aside an emergency fund. And if you are able to add to that emergency fund when you get paid,That's great. If you can't, just know that you still got that emergency fund that you hopefully hasn't touched for no reason unless you really need it for an emergency. And I would think that getting food and all those things is very, very important. So no, you may not take all your money this time because you paid all your bills and you just still didn't have anything left. But just remember, if you come into any kind of extra money, extra, be itI don't know, you may have $70 left over extra. I mean, don't take that and blow it. Take some of that money and put it aside. That's all I'm saying, guys. I hope I'm coming from a understanding place. And the podcast was really straight to the point, but at the same time, I know what I'm talking about because, like I said, been there, done that. And so I can only tell you about my life experiences.If I, when I make the podcast, you know, sometimes I'm coming from other people's perspective, like in the online dating, I know nothing about that, but I was able to come from someone's perspective whom I was very close to. But in this case, I was able to, come from a real life experience, guys. It ain't no fun out here asking people to, can I borrow this? Can I borrow that? Can I borrow that? That's no fun.How much better is it to go to your own emergency fund and get out what you need or want? So when you get some extra money, you may not have it this week, you may not even have it next week, But anytime you come across anything extra, don't just take that money and just go out and do what you want to do with it. Put some of it aside. You might want to get your hair fixed this week. Okay, hopefully it won't take all of that to get your hair done. I just wash my hair and go from there. So that's just me. But if you so like to go get your hair done every week and get your nails and all that did, yeah, cut it in half. Find somebody who's reasonable with their prices, for God's sake. Kind of have to be frugal at times. You really do when you're trying to save money or when you're trying to get by. You have to live a little frugal. It don't hurt. So that's what I meant by that. So only when you're able to do it. And when you're able to do it, just make sure that you do it. Thanks for listening, guys. I'm Regina Soren. Thank you for checking out my podcast, Regina Soren Audio Series. You can contact me, like all of you do, at SorenRegina@gmail.com.